He's been good to you. Let's lift up a voice, our hands, our hearts. Let's magnify him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Would you do me a favor? If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, would you just reach over and lay your hand on the one next to you and let the Holy Ghost flow? Talk in tongues. Just let that heavenly pressure, that moving of the Spirit, that flowing of the waters of God, would you let it flow all over this house right now? Do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let God pray a prayer in the house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise God. We are so thrilled to be in the house of the Lord today, to be a part of what God is doing. These are wonderful prophetic days that we're living in. And you can see God moving the ancient prophecies of the Word of God coming to pass all around us every day, shaping the entire Middle East right now. It's as if Ezekiel were standing there painting it on the landscape right now. It is amazing to see what God is doing. And with the psalmist, we say, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And we also say, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we're thrilled. This is a wonderful day. If you're a guest here, we're so glad you came to be with us this morning. And we're just pursuing the things of God. We want God to have his way here. We'd like for you to leave this place filled up with the promise and the blessing and the goodness of God in your life. And we're working to create an atmosphere where that very thing can happen. We have invited the presence of God into this house today. We're so thrilled and delighted to have Brother Dross in the house. And he and his family. He is the product of an apostolic family, but he's the product of an apostle's house. And they have caused trouble and stirred up revival all over El Salvador and Guatemala. And I first met him when he was about 2 years old. He doesn't remember that. Down in El Salvador, but since then in Guatemala and in Mexico. And now he's evangelizing in North America, and he is making big footprints for himself in the kingdom of God. And he's become a resource and a blessing to the kingdom of God and the people of God. And we are thrilled that he's here today and tonight. And we want him to come and take his liberty. Would you extend your hand toward them, toward him, and pray for his house and his family? Brother Dross, we love you. Take your liberty.
Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Give God praise in the house. Somebody give God praise in the house. Come on now. Somebody give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Bishop. It is an honor, a joy, and a treat to come to this church. Amen. I love this church. I love the feeling that's in this church, the unity that's in this church. I love the leadership. Amen. This is a good church. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is a good church. Amen. Shake them up a little bit if you got to. Hallelujah. Tell them this is a good church. Hallelujah. I remember the first time I walked into this building, came in with Brother Steve and Brother Dawson, and we're just looking at the building, and all of a sudden, we were sitting like right here. I'm not too sure where we were sitting, and right there in this window or that window, my memory fails me, a bird came flying from the outside, tried to come in, hit the window, and kind of like fell back and caught himself before he fell all the way to the ground. And I like something that Brother Dawson said. He said, the Holy Ghost has been trying to get into this place for a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'd say the Holy Ghost already made it. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I love what I feel in this place. Amen. Say it with authority. I love what I feel in this place. Glory to God. Amen. It is a joy to be here. I honor Pastor and First Lady and all the pastoral family. God bless them very much. Every time I come here, you all treat me tremendously. Amen. I always gain weight when I come here, so I try to fast before I get here. Hallelujah. Just for being safe. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 37 and reading verse 18. Genesis chapter 37 and reading verse 18 all the way till verse 24. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, and they saw him afar off, and before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. See, there are some folks that want to kill you. Felt that one right there. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbors, say, they're running after me. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into one of the pits. And we will say an evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it and delivered him out of their hand and said, let us not take his life. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood. Cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, but lay no hand upon him, that he might deliver him out of their hands to restore him to his father. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of his coat, the coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. I want to preach to you under the subject, the pit is not your grave. The pit is not your grave. Just kind of look at your neighbor and say, don't die in the pit. Even put an emphasis on the die. Just don't die in the pit. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are awesome. You are powerful. You are mighty. Without a shadow of doubt, your presence is in this place. We come, O Lord, knowing that you have come to change lives, to transform people and change their minds. Lord, I pray that there will be deliverance in this place. I pray that the anointing will break every chain, break every shackle, and open the mouth of every pit in the name of Jesus. Let there be a move of your spirit. Lord, I take authority over every distracting spirit that would want to distract the minds of your people to not be able to receive the deliverance in this place today. We will not fail to give you glory. Put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. When we read the story of Joseph, there are some things that we cannot deny because the scripture makes it so clear. Joseph was chosen by God. Joseph was anointed by God. Joseph had destiny given to him by God. He was favored by God, and he was also favored by his earthly father. Without a doubt, God was with Joseph. When you read about his story, you think that Joseph basically has it made. It would seem as if he was living a life of dreams. In fact, he even is called the dreamer. But when we read the Bible, we find out that this same Joseph that was blessed by God, that had anointing of God upon his life, that had favor from his heavenly father and also favor from his earthly father, one day he finds himself in a pit. Glory to God. Finds himself in a pit. I want to take a little pause for a minute to just tell you this. If anybody ever told you that the moment you become a Christian, all your problems will go away, you will never ever have a problem in your life, you'll never be sick, your children will be obedient, they won't be crazy anymore, your mother-in-law will love you, hallelujah, and your dog will always, always be happy to see you. Even your cat will wag its tail when you arrive. They lied. Hallelujah. They lied. Because the truth is that everybody goes through their stuff. The difference in between a child of God going through a trial and somebody that does not trust in God going through a trial is this: many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Oh, glory. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. In other words, we will go through trial. We will go through sickness. We will go through battles in our life. But God is on our side. We will come out with victory on our side in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to give a shout in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. See, you got to understand, everybody gets sick. Everybody out of unwise decisions will fall into some kind of a debt. Divorce rate are just as high in the church as in the world. Hearts are broken every place. But the difference is, I rather go through 1,000 trials with God on my side than not go through not one trial and have an abandonment from heaven. Because if I know that God is with me, then I know I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna come out in the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise right now. Sometimes we fall in situations, or we fall in a pit in our lives. Sometimes we jump into things by making unwise decisions, and sometimes we are pushed into a situation. But regardless of how we have ended up in a pit in our life, a pit is still a pit. And if you stay there too long, you will die in the pit. Slap your neighbor, say, he's talking to you. You were not made to dwell in a pit. In fact, the pit is a temporal stage in your life. It was not designed for you to live out your life in this situation. There are some folks that become comfortable in the pit. They even settle in their mind as though they're going to die in this situation. The pit was not created for you to live in it. Glory to God. It was not created for you to live in it. I've seen dreams die in a pit. Callings and ministries die in a pit. Giftings and talents die in a pit. Marriages die in a pit. And I've even seen churches die in a pit. Because a pit was not created for you to live there. Glory to God. It is interesting to see that Reuben was responsible for Joseph's pit experience. It was Reuben. It was Reuben. I heard somebody actually applauding Reuben for wanting to save Joseph. But in reality, it was Reuben that put Joseph in a pit situation. Sometimes I don't know what's better, either to be saved or to be thrown in a pit. In other words, all of a sudden, Reuben comes up with this idea. And the idea is, instead of killing him, let's throw him in a pit. And there are some folks in this place that if it would not be for your pit situation, you'd probably be dead right now. Glory to God. And so regardless of how you got there, you ought to thank God for your pit situation. Because if it wouldn't have been for your pit situation, you might be burnt out on crack. You might be messed up worse than you are right now. You might be even dead right now. But your pit sustains you. So that you'd still be alive. Glory to God. In fact, whoever puts you in the pit, you ought to text them and say thank you. Hallelujah. To all your haters, you ought to say thank you. To everybody that abandoned you, you ought to say thank you to them. Because in the moment of abandonment, it caused you to want to look outside of yourself and outside of your circle and begin to cry out to the God of glory. Oh, God, have mercy. I feel somebody's about to be delivered in this place this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody give a shout. It was Reuben that suggested he be thrown in the pit. Reuben's mother was Leah Lafair. Hallelujah. That's what we call her in Spanish. When she gave birth to her oldest, she chose the name Reuben, saying, because the Lord has seen my affliction, for now my husband will love me. Reuben was birthed out of affliction. And affliction will always throw you in a pit. Affliction. Nothing like winding up in a pit. Nobody likes to be in a pit. Although I have met some that do. I've met some crazy folks in my life. I've met people that like to be sick. They just love to be sick. Amen. I was with this couple that I was talking to them, and he mentioned about taking 53 pills a day. And I said, my brother, you take how many? He said, 53. Oh, he said, oh, wait, pastor, let me show you. He goes, grabs his box of pills. And the wife said, oh, if you're going to show him your pills, I'm going to show him my pills. And they even started to compete in pills. Amen. He said, I take three of these for my heart a day. She said, I take two. Amen. He said, I take four of these. She said, I actually take six of those. Amen. They were like a competition. There are some folks that really like to be sick. Because it's the only time that they get sympathy from folks. You know who they are. You avoid them in Walmart. Praise God. You see them coming, you duck down and you run the other way. Because you know if you ask the simple question, how are you doing? It will take an hour for the response. Well, I got that pain in my back again. And there's something going on with my heart right now. My head is, and my Lord have mercy. Before it's all said and done, you're feeling every pain and every ache they're saying about. Glory to God. There are some people that like to be in a pit situation. Affliction, trials, and simply battling through life will sometimes throw you in a pit. Sometimes you don't even know how you fell in that pit, but you find yourself in a cold and empty situation in your life. Dark situation. Your silence confirms it. Dark situation. Cold situation. In fact, it even said that the pit was dry. It was cold. It was eerie. It was freaky, if you will. The pit. Ain't nothing like somebody coming to church finding themselves in a pit. Everybody around you praising, but you can't praise because you're in a pit. Affliction was there when Joseph was thrown in the pit. But I want you to know that affliction was not what got Joseph out of the pit. Because what puts you in the pit is not what gets you out of the pit. Don't be waiting for those folks that threw you in the pit, waiting for them to come back and get you out of your situation. Don't wait for that job that abandoned you and dismissed you and left you out there with no hope to come back and rescue you. No, baby, affliction will never get you out of the pit. Glory to God. The same people that threw you in are not the same people that will bring you out of that place. Glory to God. They won't bring you out. Tell your neighbor, say, don't wait for those folks. In fact, Reuben was surprised. Reuben was shocked because when he came back to look for Joseph, he didn't see him anymore. Joseph was not in that place where he last left him. And I kind of to speak a word to some folks in this place today. There are folks that the last time they saw you, you were in a broken situation. The last time they saw you, you were in a bundle of mess in your life. The last time they saw you, they even betted against you. They said you would never make it. They're still telling folks about the way they saw you the last time they saw you. But you ought to send them a text and let them know that was yesterday, because today I'm coming out of my situation in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I wish I had some folks that know they're coming out in Jesus' name. You ought to give a shout in the house of the Lord. Rabbo Shandaya.
Hallelujah. You can wait all you want to. You can talk about my past all you want to, make fun of it all you want to. But baby, you better take a mugshot, because when God gets through with me, my before picture and my after picture are going to speak all by themselves. Yeah, I came broken, busted. Yeah, I came in a mess of a situation, but I'm not staying in that situation. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I feel that this is going to be a busting out service. Somebody's about to bust out of prison. Somebody's about to bust out of the pit. Somebody's about to have a liberation. Somebody give God praise in the house. Glory to God. I feel preach up in here. I feel preach up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You're about to shock some folks. I love it when I haven't seen people for several years that saw me before but haven't seen me now. And I walk up to them. They look at me and they're like, I know that guy, but I really don't know if I know that guy. And I love it because I used to be 447 pounds. And when I show up and I say, hey, my brother, how you doing? Mark Dross, they're like, they look at me and they say, what happened to you? Something happened to you. I feel that there are people in this place that the transformation that God is about to do in your life is going to leave your family members shocked. They're going to look at you and not believe what they are seeing. They're going to remember your past and try to tag you in your present and try to tie you for your future. But baby, my past is going behind me. I'm establishing a new present, and I'm going into a new future in the name of Jesus. I dare you to touch three people and tell them, I'm gonna shock folks in the name of Jesus. I don't know what your pit is today. It might be sickness. Some folks have found themselves in an avalanche of sicknesses in their life. Bondage or addictions. Maybe you come and you got marriage problems in this place. Smile while you're in church, fighting on the way to church. Acting like everything's okay at church because you're like, no, if pastor sees us that we're fighting, he might call us into his office. So let's act like as if it's all okay. So you fight on your way to church. As soon as you pull up on the parking lot, you put a smile on it. When you look at each other in service, you're even gritting your teeth, just kind of smiling and say, we'll pick it up after church. I'll get you after church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think too many people laughed at that one. And so you find your marriage is in a pit. There's not even an attraction one to another. You find yourself in a pit in your family and your marriage. And when you are in that situation, it feels hopeless. I like to pause and get a little quiet because it makes people uncomfortable. All of a sudden, people will start scratching their head and looking out the window, hoping that a bird will come and hit the window right now. Glory to God.
God wants to bring you out of that situation. Whatever situation you're in right now, God wants to bring you out. It's not Reuben that can bring you out. In fact, I began to shout when I realized who it was that got Joseph out of the pit. Because it wasn't Reuben. It wasn't any of the other ones that you would expect. You'd expect for it to go according to the age line, but it did not go according to the age line. All of a sudden, the one that brought Joseph out of the pit was Judah. Judah brought him out of the pit. Judah, Judah, Judah. I get excited because if you know what Judah means, then you realize what brings you out of your pit. Hallelujah. If you know what Judah means, then you're not going to wait for the preacher to end to begin to get out of the pit. Because Judah means praise. I said Judah means praise. Hallelujah. And if there's anything that brings you out of a situation is when you're in the middle of a situation, but you begin to lift up a praise to the presence of God. You begin to say, I know I'm in this, but I'm going to praise you because I know I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I wish I had some folks in this place that can give God the praise in the house. Oh, Lord, I don't hear you. Give them praise right now. Give them praise right now. Rabo Sayarabaya. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can stay in the pit as long as you want to, baby, but I ain't staying in that place anymore. I'm about to see the mouth of that pit be busted wide open. I'm going to give God a praise, even if people make fun of me, even if people laugh at me. I don't care who's sitting next to me. I'm tired of being in this situation. I need some folks in this place that are tired of being in a pit, tired of being in your situation, tired of being in your sickness, that you say, I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I wish I had some folks that could give God the praise right now. Go ahead, give them praise right now. I said, go ahead, give them praise right now. Hallelujah. Somebody open up your mouth. If you gotta scream it, go ahead and scream it. If you gotta shout it, go ahead and shout it. But I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. Ain't no chain gonna hold me bound. I'm coming out in Jesus' name. Give God the praise. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You might say, I don't know how to shout. I don't know how to praise him. Baby, if you just open up your mouth and you begin to say, God, I'm tired of my situation. I don't want to be in this anymore. I don't want to be bound anymore. I don't want to be in this sickness anymore. Is there anybody that wants to be set free by the power of God in this place? Give God the praise right now. Oh, glory. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Give him praise right now. Urabakataya. I
feel the Spirit of the Lord moving in this place. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. I feel shackles are about to be shattered and chains are about to be broken. In the name of Jesus, somebody give God praise. My. You gotta get tired of living in the place you're in right now. Don't die in the pit. Kurabasaya. Ooh, I feel that in the Holy Ghost. Don't die in the pit. Don't die in that situation. Some folks already brought themselves a couch in the pit. Even got a lamp in the pit. You already decided that's where you're going to die. No, baby. God's got another level for your life. God's got another situation for your life. There's a greater dimension for your life. Oh, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody's going to be set free by the power of God in this place. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. I feel somebody's joy is coming in this place right now. You ought to give God praise in the house. Give God the praise. Harabakataya.
Watch this. I've probably already told it, but hey, amen. I've preached here 16 times already. Amen. I'm bound to repeat some kind of story. Amen. It's my testimony. Tell your neighbor, say it's his testimony. Yeah, it is. Hallelujah. It's my testimony. Nobody can give a life to your testimony like you can. Hallelujah. If you get bored of your own testimony, baby, you're letting the devil take your victory away. You should never shut your mouth on your testimony. Your testimony is powerful. Your testimony can set somebody free. Your testimony can set somebody out of an addiction in the name of Jesus. Does anybody got a testimony in this place today? You ought to shout unto God.
Tell somebody, say, I got a testimony. See, nobody know where you came from. Nobody know where you came from. You're sitting here all suited up and look great in this service. Nobody know where you came from. Hallelujah. Nobody knows what God did for your life. If you could tell them, then they wouldn't believe it. Because they see your now effect, but they don't see your before effect. But God did the change in your life. You shouldn't even be in church right now, but God touched your life. You shouldn't even be alive right now, but God touched your life. Your marriage should be shattered, but God held it all together. I wish I had somebody that got a testimony that can give God the praise right now.
Harabakataya, Urabashaya, glory to God. So a few years ago, hey man, I was having some breathing issues. Hey man. And as I was having my breathing issues, every time I'd breathe, it was painful. And my wife would say to me, baby, we need to go to the doctor. And I said, I'm a macho. Hallelujah. I'm a man. I don't need to go to the doctor. It's just a little pain. Amen. A little NyQuil could take care of that. Hallelujah. NyQuil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And But all of a sudden, one day, I began to cough and blood came out. And when blood came out, I don't like blood. I don't even like blood on my steak. I don't like blood. Hallelujah. I don't like to see anybody's blood. Amen. I just don't like blood. And so when blood came out, all of a sudden, I'm like, baby, I got to go to the doctor. Amen. And so my wife comes out to the car. I was already in the car, and I was in the passenger side. And I always drive. I'm always driving. That's just my Latino side of me. Hallelujah. That, the man should be driving. Hallelujah. Because we'll get there without asking for directions. Amen. We will get there for the love of Pete. Amen. And might take us 3 hours, but we'll get there. And so my wife comes to get in the car, and she opens the passenger side door. She goes, oh, she said, you really are sick. And I said, I'm dying. And she said, oh my. And she closed the door. She almost forgot how to turn the car on. And so she gets in there, and we start going, and I said, go faster. I'm dying. Praise God. I get a little dramatic every once in a while. Just a little bit. And so I show up at the doctor's place at the clinic. And when I showed up, I saw the doctor. I said, I'm dying. He looks at his nurse and says, take him into the room. I didn't even have to wait. Hallelujah. That's the solution right there. You don't want to wait. Just walk in. I'm dying. They'll usher you right in. Hallelujah. They'll bring the wheelchair out, everything. Get in there. Hallelujah. So they took me in. The doctor, he began to check me, and he checked my lungs, and he said, I hear you have, he said, you have pneumonia. And I'm like, pneumonia, take an Alka-Seltzer. Hallelujah. That will take a pneumonia away. Hallelujah, Alka-Seltzer and an ajo, hallelujah, garlic, amen, and he'll take that away. And the doctor said, I fear that you have something. He said, I'd like to take some x-rays. And so we went to take x-rays, and the doctor grabs the results, he puts it in front of the light, and he says, oh no. Well, you never want to hear an oh no from the doctor. A yippee, yes, but not an oh no. And I'm usually, pretty positive, but that was not a positive oh no. I could put an oh no, and I could put a positive on it, on oh no, make it positive, but that wasn't a positive oh no. He said, oh no. He said, come and see. And I went and I looked, and he said, this is your right lung. He said, you see this right here? I said, yeah. He said, that right there is a tumor in your right lung. He said, and it's the size of a fist of a man. And he looks at me and he says, I fear you might have cancer. Well, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody's like having a party when the doctor says that. All of a sudden, I felt like my world was crashing down on me in that moment. I was just, all I could think about was my wife, my kids. And the doctor said, we need to get an MRI. And I said, well, how much do those cost? That was before the Affordable, amen, Care Act or whatever, hallelujah. And I said, how much does that cost? He said, that would be about $1,200 to $1,500. I said, the devil is a liar. My Lord, I'll swallow a camera. Hallelujah. Put it on auto photo. Amen. Let it go as it's going down. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't going to pay no $1,200 to $1,500. And so I said, I'm going to Mexico. Amen. have Mexico about 8 hours away. I'm like, I'll just go to Mexico and get the MRI there, because there in Mexico it's $100 to $150. I'm like, I'll just get it there. So the next day I get in the car, and as I'm going down the road, I felt like Satan was sitting right next to me in the car, and he was laughing at me. Have you ever heard when Satan laughs at you? It's the most eerie sound you will ever hear in your life. He was laughing at me. He said, you're going to die, and your kids are going to be orphans, and your wife is going to be a widow. All I could think about was my wife getting the insurance money and buying a sports car. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I'm just human. Pray for me. And so I was like, oh, this is not good. And I'm going down the road. I'm crying. Anybody ever had a pity party? Come on now. Anybody ever had a pity party? Ain't nothing like being your own clown at your pity party. There you are, sucking on your thumb, crying all by yourself. Hallelujah. And I'm having me a pity party. I'm crying. I'm weeping. I'm thinking I'm dying. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. In the middle of all that, I heard my mama's voice, an audible voice. And my mama's voice was this: in everything, give God the praise. In everything. See, I was in a pit situation. In everything, give God the praise. And so therefore I said, okay, I gotta give God the praise. I gotta give God the praise. And so I began to sing, but I sang at a low tone. And I like to praise God very expressively. Amen. And so, therefore, I stopped myself and I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, I said, Mark, you were created to worship God. You're going to worship Him right now. I know you don't feel like it, but you're going to give Him praise. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Not always do I feel like praising Him, but I know when I praise Him, I'll come out of my situation in the name of Jesus. I wish I had some folks that know what I'm talking about. Not every time I walk into church do I have the praise mode going on, but sometimes I dance because I'm in the spirit, and sometimes I'm in the spirit because I dance. Hallelujah. Somebody's about to get in a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Nothing like praising God for a victory you still don't got. But if you can praise Him like it's on its way, then baby, before you know it, you're gonna have it. Somebody ought to praise Him for your miracle. Somebody ought to praise Him for your breakthrough. Somebody ought to praise Him for your financial blessing. And so I took it a little further and I spoke to my lungs. And I said, lungs, you are in my body. I know that you're in pain, but you're going to give God praise. Whew. And then I went into crazy zone. Every once in a while I get crazy. My wife calls me crazy. Hallelujah. Every once in a while, I go into crazy mode. And I spoke to my lungs, to my tumor. And I said, tumor, you don't pay rent in this body. I said, I command you to give God praise right now. Somebody needs to speak to their sickness.
Somebody needs to speak to their broken self right now. Somebody needs to speak to their finances right now and say, you got to give God praise right now. You don't pay rent, but you got to give them praise. You need to speak to your problem and say you're going to give God praise whether you like it or not. You got to get your problem and put it subject under the power of God and say you're not going to dominate my mind. I'm going to give God praise in Jesus' name. Somebody give God praise right now. Oh, God, I feel breakthrough coming into this place. Urabashaya. I said, I feel breakthrough coming into this place. Judah is showing up. I said, Judah is showing up to this place. And so I took some air into my lungs and I began to give God the praise. I began to sing in that moment. And when I began to sing, I went for the second chorus. And I took air in my lungs instantly. I felt this thing like as if it popped inside of me. Something snapped inside of me. Instantly, my pain was gone. I could breathe normal. I did not feel the discomfort anymore. I could breathe. I had no pain anymore. I realized in that moment, God just healed my body. I don't know about you, but when God does something for me, whether it be on the highway or it be in Walmart or it be at work, I'm going to give God a praise break because he's worthy of all the glory. I said he's worthy of all the glory. Is there anybody that could give God a praise break right now? Raboshaya. You can't tell me God don't heal. I know he heals because he healed my body. So I called my wife up. Before I even called my wife up, I got out. Now imagine this, a dude that weighs over 400 pounds. I get out of the car. I was on the highway. I get out of the car and I start running around the car. You know, some folks must have thought I was crazy. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, I am crazy, but I'm going to give them praise anyways. Hallelujah. My praise is my ticket out. I felt that in the Holy Ghost. My praise is my ticket out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I ran around the car giving God the praise. Then I get on the call and I call my wife and I said, baby, the Lord just healed me. She started rejoicing on the phone and she said, come back home. I said, baby, I'm 1 hour away from Mexico. I said, let me go get the proof. Amen. It's good to get proof. Because the devil will always come and mess with your mind and say it was all emotional. But when you got the proof, then you can say in your face, it's not emotional. It's a miracle. Sharabaha. It's not emotional. I want to declare miracles are going to be released in this place in the name of Jesus. Somebody's about to come out of their pit and God's going to give you proof to your miracle in Jesus' name. Who needs a miracle in this place? You ought to give God praise right now. Oh, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. And so I went to Mexico and I like Mexico. They changed their system about a year ago and I don't like Mexico so much anymore. Hallelujah. Because they changed their system about a year ago. Every once in a while you can find a place where they don't
they don't require it, but now they you have to have a doctor's prescription before you did it. But the crazy thing is you go into any pharmacy and they have a doctor there. Praise God. You just walk in, do the same thing you used to do at the counter. You just walk into the doctor and say, I need medicine for this and that and the other, and they prescribe it to you. Amen. And so, I walked in, hallelujah, and I said to the doctor, I said, I need you to do an MRI on my right lung. And he said, oh, yeah, no problem. Go ahead, lay down on the machine. Amen. Here in the States, you go to the general doctor, then you go to a specialist, and then he sends you to a specialist that specializes, and then he gets confused, and he sends you to a specialist that specializes in your special situation in a special dimension, and then he'll send you to another specialist, and in the process, you die. And then they say, well, what did he die of? We don't know. He didn't get to the last specialist. Praise God. You just walk in, take some MRI, sure, lay down. So I lay down. Now, mind you, I was concerned because that's a little tube. Amen. And I was praying the Lord make me skinny for the tube. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't know if I was going to fit. Hallelujah. Get stuck in the tube. Hallelujah. Didn't want to get stuck. Tell somebody, don't get stuck in a tube. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I was praying, Lord, make me skinny. Let me fit. Hallelujah. And so I start going in. My head fit. My shoulders fit. And I had about 3 inches left. And I was like, glory to God. I fit. I could twirl in this thing if I want to. Hallelujah. And so all of a sudden, the machine starts going. Zzz, 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 zzz. And the doctor says, oh, wow. The one in Dallas said, oh, no. This one said, oh, wow. And he said it in a positive. And I was like, oh, wow. He said, Mr. Dross, you need to come see what I'm seeing. I said, I can't. I'm in the machine. And so he's like, ah, sí, señor. And so he comes over and he starts letting me out of the machine. And when I go and I stand in front of the monitor, I did not see what I saw in Dallas. Glory. And I began to rejoice. And the doctor looks at me and he says, have you had surgery on your lungs before? I said, no, why? He said, you see these lines? I said, yeah. He said, it's scar tissue as if you had something, but it was cut out. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Urabakataria la basaya. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what happened. The surgeon of surgeons showed up in my car and did surgery on my lung. Took the tumor out. To God be the glory. What the devil wanted to kill me, the Lord turned it around for my blessing. I come to tell somebody, you're about to have a turnaround in your situation in Jesus' name. Can somebody give God praise right now? I don't hear you. Give him praise. Give him praise. I feel the Holy Ghost. I said I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Faith is elevated in this place. Somebody's about to come out of a pit right now. Everybody begin to give God praise right now. Begin to give God praise. Because if he did it for me, he can do it for you. I said if he can do it for me, he can do it for you.
If he brought me out of my pit, he's going to bring you out of your pit in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody busting out today? I said, is there anybody busting out today? You ought to give God praise right now.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord all over this place. All over this place. I feel miracles about to be released. I said, I feel miracles about to be released right now in the name of Jesus. If you need a breakthrough, I want you to come running to this altar right now. If you need a miracle, come running right now to this altar in the name of Jesus. You need God to bring you out of your stuff, come running right now. There is a breakthrough atmosphere in this place. Come praising him. I said, come praising him right now. Come praising him. Somebody's about to have a breakthrough. Somebody's marriage is about to be healed. Somebody's about to have the mouth of your pit be open up right now. I feel faith in the house. I feel hope in the house. Whatever your pit is, if you will open up your mouth right now and begin to give God the praise, I said, give him praise now.
I know you still got pain in your body. You ought to praise him. I said you ought to praise him with pain and everything. You ought to praise him right now. I know you still feel like you're in that problem. You ought to praise him right now. I'm about to release a word of faith in this place. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I don't know who you are, but somebody needs to open up your mouth right now. You haven't given a breakout praise for a while. If you gotta dance, dance. If you gotta jump, jump. If you gotta shake it out, shake it out. But there is breakthrough in this house. Urabakoto Ryorobosa Ikarabataya Kurabataria Labosaya. Go ahead. Somebody's a scream from a breakthrough. Someone's a shout from a breakthrough. Someone's a shout from a breakthrough. I feel financial situations turning around. I said, I feel financial situations turning around. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands right now. When I release this word of faith, you're going to release a praise in the house. By the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, I command that pit to open up its mouth. Set you free now. Now. In Jesus' name. Uraba Kataria la Bosaya. Now I declare liberty in the Lord. Let there be a breaking down. I will let every chain be broken. Let every sickness be broken.
I believe.
Healed by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Now.
Uraba Kasatia Rabakata. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody shout for your breakthrough. Somebody shout for your breakthrough. Touch. Now.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Karabakasandaya. I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. Touch. There's freedom in the house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is breakthrough all over this place. Hallelujah. You need to lift up your hands right now. You need to begin to declare it in the name of Jesus. Declare it. This pit is not holding me bound. I'm not staying down. I'm not staying down. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to talk their way out of it right now. Somebody need to declare your way out of it. Open up your mouth and release faith into your situation right now in the name of Jesus. There is breakthrough right now. Iria la Bosaya. Iria la Botaya.